Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
I'm Eliza Barkley, Vox's science, health, and climate editor. This April, our podcasts are teaming up to cover some of the most important issues threatening life on Earth, from sustainability to biodiversity to straight-up cool things about the natural world. We'll focus on our planet and its limits in episodes throughout the month. Tune in to Today Explained, Vox Conversations, The Weeds, Unexplainable, Worldly, Future Perfect, and Vox Quick Hits. Want to listen to all the shows? Find them at vox.com/earthmonth.
Okay, fair warning. We are about to get a bit meta. This podcast episode is about the future of podcasts and why two big tech companies, Apple and Facebook, are plunging feet first into the audio pool. Recode's Peter Kafka is here to talk about it. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Teddy.
So over the last couple of weeks, there's been a bunch of talk about how big tech companies are getting into audio. There's Apple and Facebook. Let's start with Apple, which has more experience in this space. Tell me what Apple is doing in the world of podcasts.
Apple mostly created the market for podcasts, and I say that knowing that people on the internet will be mad at me because Apple did not technically invent podcasts, but they're the ones who sort of brought it to the mainstream back in 2005, and then they pretty much left it alone. They have not tried to do much with podcasting. They have not assigned many people. They haven't put much resources toward it, and they haven't tried to make any money. And now that's changing a little bit. They are going to allow individual podcast creators and publishers to sell subscriptions to podcasts within Apple. And so there might be a business there. I want to say smallish business. I don't think it's going to be a huge business, but it's going to be something for Apple. So they've gone from making no money on it to making potentially some money.
So Apple is going to basically take a cut of podcast revenue that's made by a show host or a producer. Is that right?
That's exactly right. It's the same model they have for apps and services like HBO Max, et cetera. The publisher, whoever makes the thing, keeps 70%. Apple keeps 30%. If you keep doing it for more than a year, that cut goes to 85 and 15.
And the reason why this is a big deal, even if it's not a big deal for Apple, is that Apple, because they were so early to this, I mean, for a lot of folks, the Apple podcast ecosystem is their entree to all podcasts, right? So just because of their scale, I understand it's not a big deal for the business, but it's a big deal for podcast listeners like the people right here.
Podcasting on Apple was sort of the de facto way people listened to podcasts. There weren't many other alternatives, and the ones that did had much smaller scale. That has changed the last couple of years because Spotify is starting to compete with them.
Yeah.
Spotify may actually be surpassing them in terms of sort of podcasts created or hours listened, but for right now, it's still Apple's game. And so there's a lot of people who are distributing through Apple and are excited or interested in the idea of finding a new way to make money, because up until now, podcasting has basically been something that people listen to for free, and then there's some advertising attached to that. So this is a chance for them to add another revenue stream where someone pays a creator directly or through Apple pays them.
And those free podcasts, those are sticking around, right?
They are not going anywhere. This podcast is free. All of the Vox Media podcasts are free for now. Vox Media has not said if they're going to try selling anything through Apple, particularly the companies like Vox Media that have scale in podcasting and have built up big advertising businesses are going to be sort of trying to figure out if that's something they want to monkey with, if they want to keep their business free and have as many listeners consuming those ads as possible, or if they think they can find something else they can sell through Apple.
Okay, so you mentioned Spotify, sort of seen as Apple's biggest competitor in this space. They've, over the last few years, embarked on a journey deeper into original audio. Tell me where this news leaves Spotify.
So yeah, Spotify spent about $1 billion acquiring podcast companies, doing long-term deals with hosts like Joe Rogan, and they have created this business that Apple basically ignored and let them sort of exploit. They have announced vague subscription plans, and probably within days of people listening to this podcast, they will talk more concretely about their podcast subscription plans, but it seems to be something along the lines of Apple. I think they may offer better terms to the individual podcasters. So short story, you're going to be able to buy podcasts on Spotify as well as Apple.
Okay, so those folks are moving into paid. Let's talk about Facebook, which I think probably is the most surprising of these three companies to be doing more and more in podcast land. Tell me what Facebook announced in the world of audio.
So Mark Zuckerberg did an interview with our colleague Casey Newton, and he said, I think audio is important. I think it's a first-class medium, which is the term he used.
Okay.
And what that means is they're going. Facebook has decided that they think audio is interesting. They're going to make a bunch of products to support that. People are comparing this, I think, a little incorrectly to when Facebook said video was important, because video was way more important for Facebook, and they put a lot of resources into this, and I think this is pretty much a light lift for Facebook. Also, Mark Zuckerberg went and talked about stuff that doesn't exist yet. They're still building it, but I can walk you through what he's going to do. He's going to have a version of Clubhouse, the used-to-be kind of buzzy social chat app that everyone has now cloned. They're going to have a version of that. They are also going to let people distribute podcasts through Facebook, although they haven't been clear about how that's going to work, and they may be working with Spotify on that, and that's a little messy. And then they're also going to do something called Sound Bites, and the idea there is, instead of just posting a photo of your cat or your kid or writing a rant about politics on Facebook, you eventually be able to record something and drop that into your newsfeed and subject your Facebook friends to listening to your audio rants.
Okay, so this is, none of this is podcasts, but it's sort of adjacent ways to use.
They have said, Facebook has said, we think podcasts are important. We want to help people discover podcasts. And then it's sort of unclear what happens once they discover them. There's going to be some kind of integration with Spotify so they could listen to them that way. But I'm not sure that Facebook thinks that's the end of the story.
Peter, taking a step back here, why are all these companies doing this now? Obviously, Facebook could have incorporated audio into its feed and built audio products a long time ago. Apple has had free podcasts, you know, you said since 2005. Spotify has had free podcasts for forever. Now both of them are moving to paid. Facebook's doing its moves in audio. Is this all coincidental? Are they watching each other?
There is a lot of copying each other, and there is a lot of, well, if that company's doing it, we should do it just so we don't lose an opportunity.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, some of it is the market didn't exist a few years ago. There weren't that many people listening to podcasts. That number continues to go up year after year. Some of it you can credit Spotify for saying, we think there's a business here. We're committing a lot of money to it. And Spotify is signaling to everyone else, we think this is important. And so everyone else wants to, again, play around in that space. As important as I think podcasting is, I love doing it, I love listening to it, it's important to note that it's still a small business, projecting advertising revenues of $1 billion in 2021, which is basically a rounding error for a company like Facebook or Google.
Sure.
Much more important, by the way, for smaller companies like Vox Media. It's a material part of our business, but it's still not a huge business. And the question is, will it ever be one? And if you think it will be one, then you want to get in there early. And even if you want to strip out the business element, if you're Facebook, if you're Apple, and you know that consumers are listening to audio a lot, you would like to be involved in that, even if it doesn't have a direct correlation to your business.
Peter Kafka is a senior correspondent here at Recode. If you want to listen to more about all this stuff, you can listen to his free podcast, Recode Media. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Eddie.